My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I have a study group that's been going through one of Max Licato's books. Max Licato, a major Christian author and pastor in Texas, and it's a book called Anxious for Nothing. And this week it happened to be, and I didn't know that this was going to happen, but the chapter of John that he was talking about in our chapter was the same chapter that I was going to preach today. And sometimes God's nice and says, here on a silver platter is some fodder for your sermon. And so this morning I was really touched by these words of him that he opened the chapter and wanted to share them with you to start this message today. And he tells about Farmer John, who sensed trouble on his trellis. His grape givers groaned. Leaves drooped. Vines dragged. Listless loganberries sighed in chorus. The farmer listened for a time and decided to do what grape growers have done since the beginning of the writing of this chapter. He talked to his crop. A boss to branch, chat was in order. He set a stool between the rows, took off his straw hat, took a seat, and gave the invitation. Okay, guys, what's the gloom? This is not the wine I had in mind. At first, no one spoke. But then finally, a slender tendril opened up. I just can't do it anymore, he shouted. I squeeze and I push, but the grapes won't come. Leaves bounced as other branches nodded in agreement. I can't even get a raisin to pop out, one confessed. Call me cluster barren, shouted another. Forgive me for being sappy, offered one more. But I'm one burdened branch. I'm so tired, my bark is barking. Farmer Jones shook his head and sighed. No wonder you guys are unhappy. You're trying to do what you can't do and forgetting to do what you're made to do. Stop forcing the fruit. Your job is to hang on to the vine, to keep connected to the trunk. Get a grip. You'll be amazed by what you will produce. Now, why do I go here? This farmer with his vineyard that's frustrated and can't produce its grapes. Because John 15, where the text that Pastor Patty read from, begins not with a command to love, but begins with Jesus saying, I am the vine and you are the branches. We are the branches that are groaning and whining in Max Licato's story. And Jesus says, I am the vine. I am the trunk. Have you ever driven through vineyards? Have you ever driven through wine country or looked at grapevines? Not the brand new, skinny little ones, but the ones that have been there for a long time. These thick, twisted, solid trunks with vines all connected to one another. There's a couple great things in this. One is to realize the purpose of that trunk, the purpose of that vine. What is it? To be the solid resource of nutrients and provision. Because what do we not see of that trunk is those roots heading deep into the soil. Those roots that draw up the nutrients from the soil, that soak up the water in it and send it up through the trunk and out to every branch, providing just what it needs, right? And when those branches stay connected to that trunk, and receive the blessings from that trunk of nutrients, they are able to grow and produce the fruit of the harvest. And here Jesus says, I am the trunk. I am the vine. I am the one with the deep roots to my Father that receives all of the nutrients, all of the provisions that you need, and up through me, I send it right out to you. So then what does he ask of us? He says, I am the one that provides. I am the one that connects. I am the one that is stable and sturdy and will last through the generations. And then he says of you, abide in me. He doesn't say, work hard. He doesn't say, do everything you can. He doesn't say, exhaust yourself. But he says, abide in me. I don't know if you know this, but I have a key to this building. It's the key that stands out to all the other keys because it's the only square-headed key on my key ring. You know, Sunday mornings, I come into this place. And if you don't know, I work in this place. I put on this stole and I work to connect to God and bring God to you. What you don't know, it's those times that I use that key to come in here when nobody else is here. When we had the quad service, I'll admit, one of my favorite things about the quad service is that I would need to come in here and set up each week. And it gave me an excuse to come in here, and yeah, I would set up, but every week I would just spend time in here, either in the silence, or I'd put some praise music quietly on my phone, but I would just sit in here. There's other days I do that I just come and I sit in here. This week on Wednesday, I had to come in here to clear out boxes from last week and put away a table. Before I came in here, my heart had just been heavy. And I didn't know what it was, but I just wasn't feeling me. I just wasn't feeling all together. I was just feeling out of sorts. I said, I need to go get those boxes. I'm going in the sanctuary. And I used my key, and I turned off the alarm, and I turned on the lights in here even though I didn't need it. And I walked in here, and I will admit to you, I walked in here, and the tears just started coming down. And my heart just let go. What was it? But I came in here and I just abided with God. I just came in here and I sat with him and I didn't need words for what was going on because I didn't have words because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't need to say anything to God. I didn't need God to say anything to me. I just needed in God's presence. And I just needed to release what was inside. And I got that feeling. I don't know if you remember that feeling. That feeling of being a child and just curling up in your parents' lap. And you don't need words. You don't necessarily need anything. You just need those arms around you that say, I've got you. You're safe, and I love you. And I come in here, and that's what I feel. God's arms around me that just say, I've got you. You're safe. I love you. That's the image I've got as I read this text. Christ that's saying, just abide in me. That's your one job. Just remain in me. This life is crazy. This life is hectic. This life is full of work and stress and anxiety and to-do lists and hustle and bustle, and every day we can get caught up in it. I run like crazy. But God says, stop running, stop doing, stop working, stop stressing, stop worrying, stop and just abide in me. That's Christ in the garden, the hymn that reminds us, I come to the garden alone. Why do I come to the garden alone? Why do I abide in Christ? Why do I just spend time in his presence to stay connected to him? Because he is the vine and we are the branches. And he desires nothing more than to nourish us, nothing more than to love us, nothing more than to shower us with his grace, nothing more than, as the scripture tells us, to grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And when we spend that time just with him, just abiding, just remaining, receiving those gifts that are free to us. Because did you hear that in the text? Love me because I already love you. Be with me because I'm already with you. He's already doing all of it for us. All we have to do is stop and receive it. That's the gift of God. He's doing all the work. He's doing everything for us. He is that trunk with the roots. He says, I do the heavy lifting. All you have to do is receive it. That's when we stop being those frustrated branches. When we keep questioning, what am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be living? How do I live up to this? How do I? And Jesus says, when you abide in me, when you stay connected, when you receive what I give you, guess what? All of that that you're to produce will just naturally happen because I'm going to make it happen through you. That's what he says. If you just receive my love is naturally going to come out of you. Isn't that the best news we could receive? That he already loves us. That he is giving us all of the nutrients and everything we need so that we don't have to stress, so that we don't have to be anxious, so we don't have to be wondering why, so we don't have to be heavy-hearted, so that we don't have to be crippled by the weight of this world. But that we could be free to just be loved. So that we can be free to live with joy. Should I say that again? So that we can be free to live with joy. When's the last time you were just joy-filled? That you were just feeling free to be joy-filled? If we abide in Christ, if it's not just one Sunday that we come to his table and be nourished by this meal, we will find ourselves not with heavy hearts, but with the peace of Christ that frees us to love and be filled with joy. My friends, will you pray with me? God, you truly are the vine. You truly are the provider of all that we need. And we are your branches. One community, intertwined, connected to one another through you. All receiving your gifts of love and peace and joy and grace. And we live in a world that says we have to work for it. We have to earn it. We have to do it ourselves. And here you come with the message, I've already done it for you. I've done all the work. I've made all the sacrifices. I've paid every debt. If you will just receive it. So help us on this day, as we prepare to come to your table, to be prepared to not work or worry, but just to receive. Help us to abide in you, to abide in your presence, to abide in your love, to let that shower upon us until you seep from our pores. May our fruit not be of material possession, but may the fruit we produce be your love shown through us and through the joy that we live with. For all of this we pray, in your most mighty name, amen.